Hi, I'm Rita Smith, registered dietitian at Martha Jefferson Hospital. Welcome to Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm so glad to be able to spend time with you discussing current topics in food, nutrition, health, and disease prevention. This segment is not intended to diagnose, provide medical advice, or prescribe treatment. For that, you need to see your healthcare provider. Today, I would like to talk about fish, the health benefits of fish, but in relationship to the concern about mercury. And I'm coming around to this topic because a listener wrote in asking about fish. She's a little confused about it. On the one hand, she reads and hears that it's healthy. And then on the other hand, she reads that it's high in mercury and she shouldn't be eating it. So it's a dilemma. Do you eat it or not? So maybe I can help settle this out a little bit. And this listener actually is correct. First of all, fish is a really lean source of protein. It is a wonderful option to replace red meat. It is almost free of saturated fat. So, for example, a serving of fish, any kind of fish, haddock, halibut, tilapia, salmon, might have 0 to 1 grams of saturated fat, and a piece of red meat might have 10 grams. And the saturated fat is a type of fat that clogs your arteries and raises your bad cholesterol. That's why we're concerned about it. So that's a neat part about fish, is you eliminate all that saturated artery clogging fat. And in addition, it provides healthy omega-3 fatty acids. Many people take a fish oil supplement because they do not like to eat fish, but most of the research on taking in omega-3 fatty acids has to do with eating fish. Those omega-3s are what we call anti-inflammatory. They keep the lining of your arteries smooth so that blood flows through great and you don't have the risk of arteries starting to clog because they're inflamed. And in fact, the American Heart Association suggests a minimum of 2 servings of fish each week, as does the USDA Dietary Guidelines for Americans. That guideline listing encourages fish several times a week. Okay, so what's the risk here? Well, all fish contain some mercury, and that's what people are a little bit worried about. It's just the hazard of fish living in a watery environment. There's just mercury naturally in the water. So all fish are going to have a little bit of mercury, and there are 4 fish, though, that have a lot of mercury. They're big fish. They're predatory fish. They eat other fish, and that means their main food supply is going to have some mercury. So these are the 4 fish that you really want to avoid most of the time. Shark, swordfish, tilefish, which most people haven't heard of, and king mackerel. It's a big fish. There are also guidelines for women who are nursing or pregnant. They need to be very, very careful about their fish intake. And so that means they need to limit their fish and shellfish to 12 ounces a week. So that's a couple servings a week, I would say. So it's not to eliminate it, but to limit it. And then to be cautious about any fish that maybe a friend or family member has purchased, caught locally, because you really don't know how the mercury is in local streams and water supply. And that fish needs to be limited to 6 ounces a week or less. So that's for women who are pregnant and nursing. You can get great information at EPA, which is the Environmental Protection Agency, epa.gov. They have all the info on risky fish, if you will. So let me just give you a quick rundown on fish that's low in mercury. You want to enjoy these several times a week if you can. It's quite a good list, but I'll just highlight a few of them that you might be interested in. The canned light tuna, so that's a cheaper tuna. Catfish, cod, flounder, haddock, perch, sole, tilapia, which a lot of people like, and trout. And then in the shellfish department, shrimps, oysters, clams, scallops, and crab are pretty low in mercury. They're just always low. And on the higher, a little bit higher side, so it doesn't mean don't eat them, but probably 1 or 2 times a week would be safe. And that includes the canned white albacore tuna, grouper, halibut, orange roughy, farm-raised salmon, sardines and herring, tuna steaks, and lobster. All right, so that was a really great list of low mercury fish. Again, epa.gov if you need a little more information on mercury in fish and some of their fish warnings. But I'm hoping that you enjoy it at least two times a week. And if your parents raising kids, you got to make sure you put it on the menu a couple times a week or your kids are never going to learn to eat fish. Well, that's it for today. Now, just a reminder, you can check out my weekly blog at marthajefferson.org. Click on Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. And I'm on Facebook with Rita Smith, Registered Dietitian. Until next time, this is Rita Smith reminding you to enjoy your eating and to eat well.
I need another story. Something.